answering questions to other people. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination, answering questions to other people. Other people always have questions. They're always interested in what we're doing. They're always interested in what they're doing. They're always interested to see how the world goes around. And they ask all sorts of questions. And they ask questions, what are we doing? Where are we going? What are our values in life? What makes us tick the way we do? And they're always trying to figure out how they can improve their own life by asking us questions about our life. The most wonderful thing we can learn about ourselves is that we intuitively listen to ourselves. And as we intuitively listen to ourselves, we come up with some very brilliant ideas. It's not a matter that we are wiser than others, or that we are more literate than others, we have had better education than others, but all that it means is that we have learned to listen to ourselves. We have learned to listen to the divine within us that reveals all things to us and reveals all wisdom to us and gives us all ideas and makes us feel very comfortable. But our problem happens to be answering questions to other people. Are you your brother's keeper? Must you answer for your brother whatever questions he asks of you? And the answer is yes and no. If you create someone asking you a question because you want them to be curious about yourself, then yes, you must answer their question. If you create everyone in the world to just delight in flowing with you, doing whatever you're doing, being whomever you are, not questioning you in the slightest, just seeing you as a beautiful, dynamic, wonderful person, because that's the way you see yourself, then this is what is going to happen in your world. People only ask questions of you when you ask questions of yourself. When you want to know why and wherefore of all the things that makes the world go round, then people are going to ask you questions about those very same things, and you will not have the answer. When you go within yourself and you listen to the divine within yourself and you say, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. You know whatever answer it is that you wish to know for yourself. Now, the big point here is we are not answering questions for other people. Other people will ask us why we are doing different things, and we really don't know. We're following an inner intuitive awareness that tells us to do something. And when we follow that inner intuitive awareness, then we are doing just what we're supposed to be doing. We're doing it in just the way that we're supposed to be doing it. Too often we try to be intellectual about things. We try to be understandable to all people about these things. We try to be logical, reasonable. And if we are truly listening to the divine within ourselves, if we're truly listening to that inner wisdom that we are, it will be neither logical nor reasonable in our thinking system. And if we try to answer other people what we're doing, how we're thinking, why we're thinking, the way we're thinking, we'll sound like wonderful idiots. And idiots are just what we are. For we never try to live our life for another person. We never try to make another person understand us. But other people will want to understand us when we want to understand ourselves. When we go through our life saying, I know that I know that I know, the divine in me knows the answer. When we go through our life self-confident, self-aware, no one will ever ask us questions as to what we mean by our self-awareness, what we mean by the things we're doing and saying and being. They will find it the most natural, beautiful, reasonable, the most acceptable reason in the world, even though you don't understand it and they don't understand it. For this is truly how all things are, not understandable. If I think about you, and then you phone me and you say, I was just thinking about you, Herb. I'll say, yeah, I was just thinking about you. Well, you call me because you were thinking about me? No, I was calling you because you were thinking about me. But no, you called me because you were thinking about me, and that's why you call me. And it sounds like a lot of gibberdy-gush. And that's just what it is. For truly, when we understand what our thoughts are doing, how our thoughts are as much electrical circuit, a conduit, a awareness of one another, as everything can be, when we understand that, we don't need to understand anything else. We don't need to understand what the thoughts are and how the thoughts work and what the thoughts are trying to portray. We only know that we know. When I think about a friend, that friend is very much in my consciousness and in my world. Now, should that friend think of me also at that same moment, it would be a most natural thing in the world because I have made the connection. Now, they may say they don't know why I am thinking about them or why they are thinking about me, but that's incorrect because we always know. We always know, not because it's logical or reasonable. That has nothing to do with it. It's just because we have exercised the law of cause and effect. We have exercised the cause. And in our thinking about the cause, in our thinking about whatever we're thinking about, we are putting in motion all sorts of activities that are making the world aware of what we are thinking about. It sort of goes along with the idea that we answer other people's questions. We are really answering our own question. And you don't need or want to know why you're doing anything. You're doing it because it feels right. You're doing it because that you're just doing it. Well, you have no reason. There's no modus operandi that stands behind it. You're just doing it because it seems to be the correct things to do. It seems to be what you want to do. Now, if you try to explain to another that you're doing something because you want to do it, or because it seems right for you to do it, or because you're intuitively alert to that idea, and you're expressing that idea because you are intuitively alert to it, well, if that's what you say to another person, they will be just as confused as if you had said nothing. So it's to our best interest to say nothing, just to be who we are, to live who we are, to dance in the rhythm of the road who we are, of the magic of the way who we are. And as we do that, everything falls right into place. No one will ask us any questions anymore. They will just talk with us about the subjects that are of interest to us, not realizing the subjects that they're talking to us are the subjects that are of interest to us. Or we will guide them into the subjects that are of interest to us, should our mental apparatus not be strong enough to work by thought alone. And truly, our mental apparatus does work by thought alone. For even when we share with somebody and encourage them to get on our same wavelength, we are getting them on our same wavelength with our thought, with our attitude, with our being. Nobody will ever ask you a question in your entire life unless you create them asking that question. And you might, rather than creating them asking that question, create yourself being aware of who you are, what you are, where you're going, what you're doing, what your values are, and all that's true for you. And when you do that, then things get really exciting. Things get very interesting. Things get exactly where you want them to be. You are the master of yourself. No one asks you any question except you thinking that person will ask you the question. And so you say, I live my life as an open book. I live my life doing whatever it is that pleases me, and all the world accepts me just the way I am. They neither question nor condone whatever I'm doing. They merely accept me just the way I am. And as they accept me just the way I am, my life is truly beautiful, fantastic, fulfilled, and glorious in every way. Because how else could it be when I am the question and I am the answer? I am the questioner and I am the questioned. And always I have the answer. Always I know it's me. Always I know I am at peace. Join me this day in this peace of all knowingness now. I love you. I love you. I love you.